Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A story here from Channel 9, and we have all heard over the last few months about the disaster, let's call it what it is, disaster that air travel has become in these United States. And it's usually on a Monday morning when Dana and I, or check that, a Monday afternoon when Dana and I will come on the air. And we'll say, here are the flight cancellations that occurred on Saturday and delays that occurred on Saturday. Here's the cancellations and delays on Sunday. It is now pushing into the week. There were 800 flights canceled yesterday, Monday. There were 700 canceled on Sunday. Story here from Channel 9. At least 800 flights were canceled across the United States on Monday afternoon. According to the flight tracking website FlightAware, this followed another chaotic travel weekend with more than 1,500 domestic flights being canceled on Saturday and Sunday. Delta alone, Delta stands for doesn't ever leave the airport. Delta alone canceled at least 224 flights on Monday, which was 7% of its operations.
7%? That's a lot.
Yeah.
Why is this happening?
The weekend before, Delta canceled 8% of their flights.
So my friend Carrie is calling in, who really should be put on the payroll of this program because her life ends up being so many topics for us because she travels every single week and sees things and witnesses things and goes through things that, you know, you and I can only imagine, Scott. And she posted about this a few days ago, and I actually sent it to you because her post said, if you, in the middle of the busiest travel season of the year right now, if you are not super adept at handling the rebooking and the process, she said, what I witnessed over the weekend was thousands of angry, upset, crying people sleeping on the floor of an airport because they don't know how to quickly navigate the airline system when it collapses, which is what's happening. This is a domino effect.
Yeah.
And she's going to join us here in a minute and help just help everyone listening. If you are getting ready to fly, you have to have the app. You have to know who to talk to, or you are going to end up in that line with thousands of other people
taking whatever you can get.
SOL. Mm-hmm. Yes, which is usually in 1 or 2 days. You need to know what your rights are. You know, I'm not sleeping on the floor of an airport, Scott. It's not happening. But well, there are times where that ticket agent looks at you and is like, nothing I can do. It was, quote, an act of God. They'll say that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you mean it was an act of God? Well, someone called in sick. That's an act of God. No, it's not.
Well, you don't have to sleep on the airport floor, but just get comfortable and stay awake all night in that airport chair, because that's what's going to happen. There were 800 canceled flights yesterday alone. Delta canceling 8% of its planned flights yesterday. I mean,
Scott looked at me off the air and said, we're not getting on another plane right now. He said, we're just not doing it.
We're not traveling.
You're not traveling. And not solely because of this, but honestly, one of the first things I thought when I was considering hopping on a plane to go see my parents, which for a variety of reasons I cannot do on Saturday, but I was thinking about it. The first thing that popped into my mind was, I will get stranded.
You can't get back.
Either on the way down or on the way back, mm-hmm. and you and new boss will kill me.
We would.
because it's almost a given right now that you are going to get stranded. I hate to say it. It's almost a given.
I have traveled several times this year, including an in and out to Las Vegas for a Scorpions concert. I have never once this year traveled without an issue, whether it is a flight that was canceled. And we had to, one time when we were going to Vegas, we left on a Saturday morning or Friday morning. I can't remember. Our American Airlines flight got canceled. We got shifted to United to get to Vegas.
You remember this. I drove from St. Louis to some small town in the middle of nowhere and then another 4 hours home because there are no rental cars. That's the other thing. You could say, well, forget it. I'm going to take a car and drive home. Okay, good luck finding a rental car. Yeah. One of the things Carrie said in her post was she always lays over, and this is a great tip for every single person listening. She always makes sure her layovers are within driving distance of Kansas City. Worst case scenario, from St. Louis, you can Uber. It would be expensive. It's $500. I looked
Uber,
it up.
Would an Uber driver even take you?
You can find people that'll do it. It's like $500. But worst case scenario, if you cannot get back, you are at least within, you know, like a Chicago distance, an 8-hour, if you can find a car.
By the way, the story goes on to say, and this is from Channel 9, this is going to be a summer of travel frustration, experts are warning. Though airlines received $54 billion in federal assistance during COVID's peak to avoid involuntary layoffs, they now have fewer employees than before the pandemic. Listen to that. They have fewer employees than before the pandemic, especially pilots.
The retirement.
After offering buyouts and early retirement packages to trim staff and save money. As a result, operations can quickly fall apart when there's bad weather, understaffed air traffic control centers, or sick staff. We talked about this in passing last week, and Jesse Reed, a good friend of the program, Top Gun guy that we've had on the show many times, he had flown commercially as well, and his point was there is no staff. So in the past, pre-pandemic, for example, when they had more staff, you could have a pilot call in sick on the morning of a flight in Kansas City, and they would just call the backup on the standby pilot. They don't have the standby pilots anymore.
So one pilot calls in sick, it is domino effect all day.
And if that flight's canceled, then the flight he was supposed to fly back to, fly from Kansas City to, say, Denver, well, then the flight from Denver to Kansas City has to be canceled as well.
And they have very tight regulations on how many active hours they can be flying in a day. So if they're sitting on the plane and it's delayed and they're sitting on the tarmac, there's instances where they have to go back to the gate because he is out of his window now. He cannot fly.
Telephone number here.
Or she.
Maya is going to be a commercial airline pilot. Sam.
What? I have angered you too.
You haven't angered me.
It's the solstice. Wait, what is it? The moon. It's the moon.
The solstice.
Who am I mad at?
God? 913-586.
Extreme emotions.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. The news is next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.